that, perhaps we could get going, and first action before the committee this morning is review the minutes of the December 17th meeting. And if there's any questions or comments, hearing none, I'd ask for a motion to approve those minutes.
So moved.
Second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. Minutes are approved. Mr. Kovak, let's go to items three and four to, or I'm sorry, one to three.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman. I've got 25 items altogether. This month we are requesting the award of two professional service contracts. These firms were selected based on their responses to our professional service bulletin 09-1. Overall, the overall statistics on PSB 09-1 are that 110 firms submitted 723 statements of interest in response to the 31 items that we had advertised on that bulletin. We conducted the first round of selections on six of the items. The selection for the remaining 25 is going to occur during the month of February, and I'll be bringing those to the board probably in March. Of the six firms selected to date, one firm was right at the 20% DB goal. Four firms exceeded the goal with ranges between 22 and 35%. And one firm was certified under CMS's Business Enterprise Program for Goods and Services. One firm also included a mentor protege proposal. They receive an extra 5% credit on those. And one firm is a certified WBE. In fact, it's the first item. Item one is a contract to provide environmental services upon request system-wide. Award of this contract is recommended to Huff & Huff in the amount of $1,500,000. This firm is WBE certified, as I mentioned. Services to be provided include preparation of wetland delineation and regulatory permits for us. They will also conduct environmental studies, noise studies. They'll do system-wide asbestos inspections. They'll oversee controlled burns at specified locations system-wide. They'll do vegetative management activities at specified locations system-wide, and they also provide us with some environmental inspectors.
You got any questions for Mr. Kovak? Following the schedule that shows up there, it shows an estimated start date of March of this year and substantial completion date of the 2815. So we're essentially looking at a 5-year engagement.
I want to point out, on all the professional service contracts, our standard boilerplate includes a 5-year duration, okay. Even though we expect most of the work to occur in the early year. But that gives us flexibility that if something happens to put the project on hold, or you know, we require additional services from them, we have the ability to do that. So you'll always see like a 5-year window on these, but we expect this work to be done in 2010.
Thank you.
Just in case. Yes.
Any questions on number one? Would you go on to number two, please?
Item two is a contract to perform an alternative energy assessment and to develop a baseline of energy consumption at tollway facilities. We're going to queue up a presentation for Angela Laporte of our environmental unit to walk you through what this job is going to be about.
Good morning, all. I'm Jeffrey Redding. I'm the chief of toll operations, and as such, facilities falls under my purview. Today, we'll be providing you with a brief presentation regarding the tollway's energy consumption and a proposed energy consumption assessment. As you already know, the tollway is a 286-mile user fee roadway system, open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. The system includes over 120 facilities, including 22 mainline plazas, 39 unattended plazas, 12 maintenance facilities, and a number of other buildings which consume energy around the clock. In addition to the numerous buildings, the tollway has power needs for infrastructure such as communication towers, ramp plazas, dynamic message signs, roadway lighting, cameras, and toll collection equipment. The Operations Department has employed a syncretic management approach to implementing the initiatives where appropriate by enlisting the assistance of other departments. These initiatives include LED lighting at toll plazas, solar thermal panels, and a computer software program which allows our Mechalex, that's our mechanical electrical technicians, to control the temperature at our plazas, toll booths, maintenance sites, and the central administration building. And they're able to control these after hours via laptop computer. This saves both on energy and costs associated with overtime. However, in order to think more comprehensively from an environmental and energy efficiency perspective, operations is working in concert with the engineering department to baseline energy consumption in an effort to develop new initiatives. Angela Laporte is here to address these new initiatives.
So as Jeff mentioned, we have a number of facilities across the tollway infrastructure, and what we're trying to do is figure out how much energy we use and develop initiatives that make sense in regards to reducing our energy consumption. So there's this particular executive order that was signed in April of 2009, which requires all state agencies to reduce electrical and gas consumption by 25% by calendar year 2015. So in order to figure out how to reduce consumption, we obviously need to know where we stand in order to develop good initiatives. And there's also a public act that was passed from the last General Assembly, which requires all new state buildings and major renovations to consider standards like LEED so that they're advancing green and environmental initiatives. So this contract is designed to more or less give us a high level of understanding of how we can develop these initiatives, move forward based on where we stand, and also look at some alternative energy options. So there's two primary focuses that this contract slated for your approval today is going to work on. One, we're going to look at quantifying our energy usage at 22 plazas, 12 maintenance garages, one tower, this building, and our central warehouse. We decided to focus on manned facilities because that's where we have the greatest ability to alter energy usage. Obviously, we're not going to shut off roadway lighting or shut off our dynamic message signs, which provide critical functions to the users of our system. So we're focusing on our manned facilities. We're going to look at very high-level ways to reduce energy based on surveying and getting a good feeling for the operational needs of those infrastructures, and really trying to understand what it is we need to do to provide this service. That's crucial, that's for sure, to this effort. The second part of this scope is going to look at alternative energy concepts. We have lots of inquiries that we deal with, or there are other initiatives that we embrace as part of our congestion relief program, where we've looked at solar thermal, we've looked at different kinds of lighting techniques, and this is an opportunity to kind of step back, take our time, and figure out what makes sense for our system. So we are going to be looking at what we call five prototype facilities, which are newer tollway facilities that could be adapted for these alternative energy efforts. So we're going to look at the central administration building, the warehouse, Lyle Tower, the Dixon Toll Plaza way west in our system, as well as the maintenance garage 14, which is right here in Lyle. These are newer facilities. These do not have the potential to be renovated anytime soon, or at least major renovations. And we're trying to make decisions in regards to where we have applicable wind and solar opportunities across our system. So we're going to be looking at different kinds of options in a high-level aspect, wind, solar, geothermal, photovoltaic, anything that's out there so that we can make good decisions going forward with how we would make a potential investment. So this project is slated for completion 120 days after notice to proceed. What we're doing now, right now, is going through all of our energy bills so we can hand them over to the consultant doing this work and they can start their audit. We secured $250,000 in the engineering budget to cover a whole scope of green and environmental initiatives, and this was budgeted primarily to use about $130,000 of that $250,000 so that we can get this effort rolling. the remainder of those funds will most likely come back to the board and develop ways of which we want to embrace or go down this path of energy consumption or energy efficiency, alternative energy option. We can use those dollars if we need additional studies or services from this contract. So this is the first step, I guess, to a long path to understanding where we want to go from here. We will definitely discuss some of the recommendations that came out of this study. I know many of you are interested in this, and it's definitely something that some of you are very familiar with. You've implemented them at your own agencies or municipalities that you work with. And Electrotech of Naperville was the firm that was selected for or recommended for this work, as Paul mentioned. So if anyone has any questions, I will take them now.
So the recommendations will come back to us before you begin the implementation phase?
Absolutely. As part of the congestion relief program, we went through various different phases because our focus was to deliver a program that met the needs of our customers. Obviously, they're using the roadway in accordance with the schedule and budget. And we just didn't have time to comprehensively make these kinds of evaluations. So we implemented smaller scale initiatives that our staff could handle at the time. So now we'll develop some good recommendations and let this board sort of guide the path that we want to go down.
We have a couple of other questions.
Yeah, just even though the award amount is $250,000, you're saying it's $130,000?
Correct.
So, and I guess why do we have that kind of discrepancy in terms of the presentation? Maybe just, and I need to be educated in terms of how we present these contracts.
So we made a request, the engineering department made a request to the finance department that said, we have to start looking at all of these kinds of environmental initiatives. This is the amount of money that we would like to start doing this. This is one piece of looking at those initiatives. So $250,000 is in the engineering budget, and right now we're going to, the preliminary scope to do this is about $130,000. What we're hoping is once we complete this study and this analysis, then we could further task them to say, you're right, wind power makes sense in Dixon because they have great wind speed according to the federal and state resources. Now we're going to do another year study using your same resources so that we have solid data. That's kind of how I envision that working.
So there's just like the contract amount is actually $130,000.
The contract amount is $250,000. Because that's exactly what we secured in our budget.
But their first task.
Their first task.
Is only going to be, they're only going to be authorized to spend up to $120,000 to
the first initiative.
Right.
And then come back to the board, and then we would authorize the additional amount, or then you're just going to go on.
You're authorizing $250,000 today. We'll come back to the board with some recommendations so that everybody's comfortable, because alternative energy options are not inexpensive.
And then, okay, so the second phase is going to be what?
Depending on my assumption is when, or my, based on my knowledge, when we look at these kinds of things, they're doing something that's very high level and conceptual. We would probably do another round of analysis to specifically focus on an alternative energy concept at a location and do some kind of additional study so that we're confident that the investment we're making is a good one.
Our upon request contracts operate on a task order basis.
Right.
And I do have those types of contracts for construction management services and also for design services. And they typically are used to handle things as they come up so that we're prepared to address them in a quick and responsive manner. We don't turn them loose on the full contract amount. We only authorize them by task, and then we manage them within that task. And this contract is going to be managed the same way.
Another big, just a kind of big picture question: how much do we pay in general utility?
I think that's one of the reasons why we want them on board with us, is we need their help in figuring out exactly how much we are paying.
When we budget, don't we have like for ComEd or
people? Our total utilities budget for the system is $500,000, like a little over $500,000.
So that, I mean, that's like the number that we're looking to reduce,
right,
by use of these alternatives.
Yes.
And this helps us with a baseline after we can finish so much construction. This is the first new year where all of our main lines are open, all the lighting is done, all the faucets are done. We've done a lot of construction in the facilities and maintenance sites over the last 2 years, installing new fixtures and that kind of thing. So this will help us nail it down.
Okay. I just wanted, like, So 250 to look at a $5 million kind of budget item.
Mm-hmm. That's not necessarily accurate. $250,000, like the $5 million budget covers every kind of power need, electricity and gas. We're only looking at manned facilities. So ramp toll plazas, roadway lighting, DMS signage, lighting that is on our roadway signs. We're not evaluating those kinds of efforts. We're only looking at where we think we have the ability to change our practices. I'm not going to make recommendations to the maintenance department that we alter our lighting regime. Obviously, that's...
Yeah.
I have
two questions. Yes,
ma'am.
At another institution where I was, one of the things we did was figure out how to get financing to alter our practices based on savings that would get back to us. And I assume you're working with finance and procurement to try to figure out if we can design that.
Absolutely. In fact, Mike was very gracious enough to assign someone from finance to work with me through this process. So whatever alternatives we were considering, we had someone from their department working with us. There are lots of options in terms of state and federal grants to offset these kinds of initiatives, but I do not want to recommend, or I want to take more of a scientific approach to making these decisions as opposed to... Right. Not understanding what we need fully and not communicating that with all the different departments.
You don't want to just put a solar panel? Well, actually, that was my second question. I see probably others, if you saw in the news clippings that we get, the story about Pennsylvania has been so wonderful about solar panels, and I wrote an email and basically got back.
Right.
Not quite what it appears. And you can comment on that, but my question was, is there a national clearing house that works with always that has energy saving data recommendations, best practices, or is there a group of, because I know when we hosted the state bridges, tollways, whatever, right, that they look like they could have enough people to have subgroups of anything.
There's lots of federal entities like the National Renewable Energies Laboratory or the National Energy Information Agency, not agency, but it's an entity that gives you this kind of data in order to help guide your decisions that we'll kind of be tapping into, that's for sure. I'm not sure if there's a consortium of like toll agencies.
So this sort of thing,
right.
Energy is energy, tollways don't do anything different in these kinds of buildings that you're looking
at. Right.
IBTTA, the International... Bridge Tunnel Transportation Association, along with a half a dozen other organizations, do have environmental subgroups. Tom has actually participated in a number of these things. Conferences throughout the years, at least one or two in Brighton, usually focuses heavily on environmental impact of our roadways. Truth be told, travel is tough in this economy, and we have a tendency, we've been holding back on sending people to these conferences. But
then you have information.
Yes.
Thank you.
Other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The tollway could be green. I'm sorry. The tollway could be green.
Greener.
Yes.
You
will
be surprised at how green the tollway is.
Okay. I hope
so. Very good. Paul, if we may move on to item number three, please.
Just to finish up on item two, we selected them because they are the most qualified to do this work. The firm is also local. It is minority owned. However, they are not yet DBE certified. They have been certified by CMS, though, under their business enterprise program, which is designed to promote economic development of diverse businesses owned by minorities, women, and persons with disabilities. They applied for this DBE certification prior to even submitting their statement of interest to us. And as Angela mentioned, the award of this contract is recommended to Electrotech in the amount of $250,000.
Very good. Thank you.
Did we vote on that?
We're going to vote on items one through three.
Oh,
if we may, if you'll go on to number three. I know you get excited. Stay with me.
Item three is a supplement in the amount of $736,264 to Delcam Corporation. This supplement will provide them with funding for continued modernization, enhancement, and expansion of the tollways traffic and incident management system, TIMS, during 2010. This request is consistent with the tollways intelligent transportation system. a five-year deployment plan, which we presented in June of 2008. We did provide copies of that plan to the board at our last meeting, and we did do a presentation on the TIM Center and what it does for the tollway at our last board meeting, and we agreed to come back to you now with the formal request for approval of the capital improvement portion of this contract.
Questions for Mr. Kovac on item three.
Can you just refresh my recollection? So the capital improvement portion is what?
This is what they're going to do. They're going to do system modernization. That's going to include updating software to be consistent with current programming standards and trying to streamline software processes to improve system performance and replacing outdated software modules. They're also going to do some system enhancements. They're going to install small modules that are going to improve the functionality and automate certain functions, improve the operator interface system, improve the system's ability to use and distribute the data and information or other improvements that were not envisioned during the original development of the system, which actually occurred 5 years ago. They are also going to do some system expansion, integrate additional components, such as additional cameras that we're deploying on the system, and additional smaller dynamic message signs and our RTMS units, which measure traffic volume on the system, and also provide some project management and direct costs, its general project management and administrative duties and direct costs for any new equipment that they have.
And can we talk about the DBE? Originally, zero was the goal, then they created in the fourth supplemental a 7% goal, and now they've got a 10%+ goal.
Yeah,
did they reach the 7% on the board?
Yes, they did. This consultant was selected in 2003. They did not have a DBE goal in their contract. They have been very responsive and sensitive to our direction, and they have incorporated DBE involvement in their project as it moves forward. They demonstrated that in the fourth supplement, which they received in 12-18-2008, 7%. They did meet the 7%. We told them on this fifth supplement they were going to have a goal of 10%. We raised it, and they committed to actually providing 10.2%. So they are very they are being very responsive to us, even though this is a very specialized service that we have.
So they achieved that goal through that TransMart technology? Do they have a DBE
sub-component? I'm going to have to defer to the general manager of
TransMart is the firm that provides ancillary services on the capital side of this contract. And so they actually committed to 7% on supplement 4. They achieved 8.2%. And that amount is going to vary annually depending on what capitalization and what expansion enhancements we are looking for. It may lend itself more to more DBE sub-consultant participation. So that will vary from one year to the next, but we're trying to move it up each year. So we started with a goal of 7. We achieved 8.2. Our goal this time was 10, and they've committed to 10.2.
I guess I'm trying to understand. So they achieved their goal, their DBE goals by bringing in a sub that is a DBE certified, and it's not necessarily TransMart, it's somebody else.
I believe in this case their sub consultant is TransMart.
And so TransMart is a DBE.
Yes, that's
Other questions on items 1 through 3? Hearing none, I'd call for a motion to approve those items.
So moved. Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and items 1, 2, and 3 will be placed on the consent agenda. Along the lines of, Paul, you mentioned Electratech in particular, and I believe we have representative of Electratech with us this morning, and pretty much gentleman over here with Rocco.
Okay. Never met him, but I was
Rocco. Well, welcome, and Angela's really tough to work with, so you're going to have your marching orders pretty directly. So thank you, and thanks for joining us this morning. With that, could we go to item number four, please? It's a change order on a contract.
This is the single change order that I'm presenting this month. It's a change order to the joint venture of Walsh and K5 in the amount of $300,000 to provide for the removal of soil classified on our construction site as special waste. Petroleum contaminated material was encountered on this project site during the mainline excavation work, and also while they were excavating a detention pond within an infield area on 95th Street. The contractor disposed of the material at an approved landfill site in accordance with the Illinois EPA requirements and our contract specifications. The contract documents did include a pay item for this work. They allowed for some work to occur. We did not know the extent of the work that was going to be required before we advertised the job. The final cost did exceed the amount that was included in the original contract. And I also want to point out that on this particular item, there was a procedural problem. The work done under this contract was required and appropriate. However, the contractor and our construction manager on this particular job didn't follow our required procedures. So that this work, even though it was required and appropriate, and we actually even knew that they were doing it, they didn't inform us that they were going over the limit that was included in their original contract. Both the contractor and the construction manager were issued non-conformance reports that's consistent with our procedures that we had, and both were actually fined for not conforming with our proper procedures.
So how big is the fine?
The contractor, we did need to have this work done, and it was appropriate. The contractor was fined $26,000, and the construction manager was roughly 10% of that, $4,500.
And I guess importantly, just to reiterate your points, this would have had to have been done.
Yes.
They just didn't follow our procedures. So the work that was done, which needed to be done, keeps us in good stead because the special waste soil requires special handling according to the EPA.
Yes.
So it had to be done, but you've gotten their attention with the fines that have been levied against them and communicated with them very strongly that this should not happen again.
Absolutely. My letters to them state that, by proceeding in this manner, they run the risk of having the board not approve this work, and then we're in a pickle. So I told them exactly that in the letters.
But our experience with these two companies has been generally pretty good, as I understand it.
Yes, this isn't a common occurrence.
Okay.
And it definitely is atypical, and in general, they do perform the work well.
And do you believe that special handling or special waste or whatever going forward, they will come to you before proceeding without approval?
On any item, on any contract item, before they exceed the specific amount specified for that item in the contract, they are required to submit documentation that they need to go over.
Okay.
And they have to get approval before they do.
Thank you. Other questions on item four? Hearing none, I call for a motion to approve item four.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and will be placed on the consent agenda. Paul, let's take items number 5 through 8 because they are all partial releases.
We have 160 contracts that are scheduled to be closed this year, representing roughly about the completion of $2 billion worth of construction work. The next 9 items are all partial releases of the retainage. Major construction activity on all these projects has been completed. They do have
some punch list work remaining, or work that is not on the mainline roadway itself. It could be landscaping. Often these activities are weather dependent. We like to perform them in the spring. The agenda items dealing with partial releases of retainage, they now include a snapshot of how these contracts are proceeding with respect to their DBE participation. I want to point out that when we are doing the partial releases, the jobs aren't completely done, and a lot of the work that may be performed by a DBE subcontractor occurs in that last stage. They do a lot of landscaping, striping, some of the things that are done near the end of the job. At the final releases, we do have a much, much more clear picture of how they are proceeding with their DB goals. I did want to, I don't know if I have the ability to do this, but I wanted to show some charts related to the DB performance. Do I not have them?
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted everybody to have a general view of how we have been trending since the inception of our conditional lead program. You can see the green line is dollars paid for construction work, and the orange line represents dollars paid to DBE subcontractors or prime contractors, and that has consistently grown and is trending upwards throughout our program. When we began it, the first CRP jobs at the end of 2004, we were a very low percentage, and now we're up to 16.2 on construction contracts. The next slide, I believe, shows the professional service contracts, and you'll see a similar trend there, where it has grown consistently and is trending upward throughout our program. And the third slide is a combination of both. So even though we may see individual projects not meeting exactly the goal at this point in the partial release, we do feel confident that they are going to eventually end up in the right spot. And overall, our program is definitely going in the right direction.
These are great charts, and I trust that we're sort of plateauing out, that we don't see the line going in the other direction. In the future, I'm
we're going to include this chart in our monthly program status report so that all the directors will have the ability to see how it changes every month.
Come a long way, Paul.
It was all your leadership. So, item five, I guess if you go back to the
general. I thought we were. Go ahead.
So item five is a request for partial release of retainage and a reduction in retainage for the amount of $679,882.66 for FH Pash and SM Nielsen. This is on contract 5222. They do have some punch list work remaining, including side inch and pavement markings, as well as the installation of drainage headwall grates and some riprap and landscaping. So, for instance, on this contract, the committed goal is 15.49%, and I believe right now we're at roughly 13, so they're slightly under. However, they do have a DB subcontractor who's going to be performing landscaping work, so that amount is going to increase.
And that's Paul, same comment that you just made is pertains to all of these items in some respects, where the goal perhaps hasn't been achieved and it looks like maybe we're not getting there, but it may in fact happen as a result. So what I'm saying is you've showed us the charts and demonstrated the importance of it and the performance against that goal that we have, and I think we can save a little time by not necessarily commenting on it unless there's a question on any given contract, so that we, I'm looking at the clock and know we have some other committees that have to meet. So with that, continue with item six. If we'll.
Okay. Item six is a request for partial release of retainage and a reduction in retainage to $242,655.18 for Walsh Construction. This is on contract 5223. They also have punch list items remaining, including permanent pavement marking, lighting completion, as well as some landscaping work. Item seven is a request for partial release of retainage and a reduction in retainage to $88,320 for the joint venture of Walsh Construction and K5 Construction on contract 5495. Punch list items remain, including shoulder rumble strips, guardrail signing, and some striping. Item 8 is a request for partial release of retainage. We're going to reduce retainage to $93,306 for Martin Construction on contract 5518. They also have punch list items remaining, including pavement markers, bridge surface repairs, as well as utility structure adjustments.
Very good. Any questions on items 5 through 8? Hearing none, I'd call for a motion to approve.
So moved.
Motion's made, and I think we have a second there as well. We had two motions made at the same time. That's great. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and items 5 through 8 will be placed on the consent agenda. Item number 9 is going to see Director Towns abstaining, so let's take item 9 by itself, please.
Item 9 is a request for partial release of retainage. We're going to reduce retainage to $185,000. For the joint venture of Rockford Blacktop Construction and Rock Road Companies on contract 5543. Punch list items remain, including some cleaning of the drainage structures, some site restoration, as well as installation of our access control fence.
Good. Questions on item 9? Hearing none, a motion to approve, please.
I move.
And a second has been made. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 9 will be placed on the consent agenda, noting the abstention of Director Towns. I'm going to have you take items 10 through 13 because they're partial releases, and then we'll do item 14 standalone. These items, I will be abstaining from all of them. And Paul, if you would review them, please.
Okay. Item 10 is a request for partial release of retainage and a reduction in retainage to $807,927.35 for Clody on contract 5229. Punch list items remain, including completion of grading, pavement markings, and signage, as well as landscaping. Item number 11 is a request for partial release of retainage and a reduction in retainage to $1,247,272.12 for Clody on contract 5233. They have pavement marking, signage, and as well as chain link fence installation and landscaping remaining on this contract. Item 12 is a request for partial release of retainage and a reduction in retainage to $10,000. For Clody Construction on contract 5237. Punch list items remain, including guardrail, the final guardrail installations, and installation of some stone riprap. Item 13 is the last partial release of the retainage request and a reduction in the retainage to $431,486.75. Also for Clody Construction, this is on contract 5696. Punch list items remain, including landscaping, striping, hauling of excess material, and some electrical work.
Very good. Any questions on items 10 through 13? Hearing none, I'd call for a motion to approve, please.
So
motion made and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, items 10 through 13 will be, all in favor.
Aye.
Note my abstention on items 10 through 13. And motions made, seconded, and carried, and those items will be placed on the consent agenda. Item 14 is a final release, and again, noting my abstention, would you take that item, please?
Item 14 is a request for final release of the retainage in the amount of $640,233.68 for construction. This is on contract 5576. All orders approved.
Very good. Any questions on item 14? Hearing none, I'd call for a motion, please.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries, noting the abstention of myself on item 14. Paul, take items 15 and 16 together because those are the last two on the release of retainage.
Item 15 is a request for final release of retainage in the amount of $945,879.56 to Walsh Construction on 5517. And item 16 is a request for final release of retainage in the amount of $81,517.24 to K5 Construction on contract 5562.
Any questions?
On 15, there's the
GE
participation, and all
was
22%. Earned, you're saying it comes from the
review? The earned is going to be at 17%. The reduced figure is due to federal recovery efforts and extra work that included monitoring placement at 551. They also decreased some of the scope of their work on this contract.
They decreased
the scope, but we're still paying them the same amount? No, they did a VE proposal also that revised the methods of construction to provide the final product equal to what we wanted, but at a lower cost to offset that. The new design eliminated approximately $1 million in steel procurement, and about a half a million in iron worker labor, and some of that work did impact our DVD.
I'm sorry, can you explain on the detail on the financial statements where the reduction in cost is reflected, or am I misunderstanding there's not a reduction in cost?
The overall project did not have a reduction in cost. However, some of the work that was to be performed by the DB firms was modified in scope that helped us lower the cost that we expected to pay for those particular items.
You understand my concern?
Yes.
That you're still paying the same amount. We haven't lived up to the expectation on the DB. And if we're saving costs, then that's the excuse for lowering the percentage that's achieved. That's one thing, but
right.
I don't mean excuse, that's the explanation. Maybe you can go back and look at this.
I am going to go back, or if you want, you could, I could refer to Stephanie and Maria. All the contracts, before we bring them for final release, we have to evaluate the DB scopes and the DB goals and determine if it was justified or not, if they don't come in and meet their goals. And do you have any detailed information?
Yeah, I can go through each of the DVE subcontractors and what their original proposal was and how the scope changed, if you
want to
do that.
I guess I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but it would be helpful for you just to explain why your office thinks that this is okay to do, assuming you did sign off on it. And
yes, we did review it and we signed off on it. It was different kind of changes for each one of the original commitments to the DVE subs that the work changed.
Okay.
And it couldn't have been anticipated.
That could have been anticipated.
That's correct.
It could not have.
Could not have.
They were justified.
They were justified changes.
Okay.
Do you have this is not a common issue for us?
I would think that line would not be going up on
yeah,
your charts. It's not a common thing. It just feels as if
and
at some point you should think about whether justification is more than just justification in terms of the engineering process, but also going to the
If you prefer, we can put this off a month, and I can come back and get the detailed information on that, or I can just commit to providing the detailed information on it at our next meeting.
That would be good. Okay.
We'll
try. Just as a point of information, when there is a reduction in the scope, we contact the DVE firm to confirm that they have been made aware of it and that they understand it and are in agreement with it.
Well, perhaps when you come back with that, you could also just put on your tickler for a future meeting, not necessarily the next one, but I know Electratech has been approved by CMS as a DBE, and they're waiting approval from
the state.
When that occurs, would you just make sure that you come back to us and inform us of that as well? I don't anticipate any problem, but I think it's important that I think people need to understand that we are monitoring this, and it would be helpful to know when that occurs. Thank you. Okay, with that, we have items 15 and 16. Call for a motion to approve.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and items 15 and 16 will be placed on the consent agenda. I believe the next three items are all permits. Paul, why don't you take them all together, please?
Okay. Item 17 is a permit request that will allow the Five Creek Water Reclamation District to install, maintain, and operate an Indian sanitary sewer extension between 5 to 24 inch steel casing that's going to be installed under and across I-88 and I-294. The I-88 and I-294 connector road, which is just west of York Road. Item 18 allows Kentucky Data Link. It's a permit request that will allow Kentucky Data Link to install, maintain, and operate fiber optic facilities, which will be directionally bored under and across the Tri-State Tollway at 88th Avenue. And item 19 is a permit request that will allow AT&T to install, maintain, and operate fiber optic facilities, which will be directionally bored under and across the Tri-State Tollway at Washington Street.
Any questions on items 17 through 19? Hearing none, motion to approve, please.
So moved.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Motion carries, and items 17 through 19 will be placed on the consent agenda. Paul, I believe that's all that we have for the engineering committee today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Anything else? Hearing none, motion to adjourn the engineering committee, please.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, and the engineering committee stands adjourned.
Thank you.